Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Exceptions, Nancy Hopkins, MIT, and the Fight for Women in Science, by Kate Zernike. Read by Kata Mazur.
For FZ and BBZ, always in memory, especially here. The thought could not be avoided that the best home for a feminist was in another person's lab. James D. Watson, The Double Helix, 1968. As for women, God help them. Barbara McClintock, Letter to Nancy Hopkins, September 21, 1976. A note on names and language. As is the custom in the settings this book describes, I use first names to refer to most of the major characters. Where two people with the same first name appear in proximity, I have used last names to avoid confusion. In all but one case, these are men. While there are two Ruths, there are several Bobs, two of them Bob B's, as well as two David B's and two Larrys, both presidents of Harvard. The narrative stretches over five decades, and some of the language taken from accounts of the time may strike listeners as dated and grammarians as incorrect. In particular, many institutions referred broadly to minorities, later refined as underrepresented minorities, which sometimes included what were described as Hispanics, or Puerto Ricans and Mexican Americans, but not people of Asian descent. Female students were often called girls, especially before the 1970s, when they became women students. Women who would later be called administrative assistants referred to themselves as secretaries. I have used the language of the time and tried to be specific about the definitions and reflect how they changed. I include honorifics only where they were commonly attached to someone's name, even if imprecisely. Mrs. Bunting was, by right of degree, Dr. Bunting. Prologue. In March 1990...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?